If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
9:41, and our You Decide 2024 spotlight now. President Biden went right after Donald Trump at his New York City fundraiser yesterday. He was joined by former Presidents Barack Obama. Bill Clinton raised just a boatload of money. WOKV Samantha Manning in Washington. This was interrupted by protesters, though, several times. What were they after? What was their message?
Yeah, so Rich, the star-studded event was interrupted at least four times by protesters inside and outside Radio City Music Hall, and they were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's what this was about. Now, addressing the conflict, President Biden had said that Saudi Arabia and Arab countries are prepared to fully recognize Israel during remarks he made at the off-camera part of the fundraiser. And he'd repeated calls for a post-Gaza plan for Israel, including what he called a train to a two-state solution. And these remarks really reflect President Biden's increased willingness to publicly call for Israel to increase efforts to protect the civilians in Gaza. But ahead of this fundraiser, there were hundreds of demonstrators who took to the streets of Midtown Manhattan to protest the president's support for Israel amid this war in Gaza. So it certainly had some disruptions last night in the event.
And Biden has been facing this. So is Kamala Harris out on the campaign trail and just in regular appearances over the last several weeks or so. And Biden seemingly is allowing the protesters a little bit of room to, you know, have their voices heard, allowing them to have their chance to be heard.
Right. And, you know, in fact, they've also been here on Capitol Hill a lot of these protesters. We've seen them, you know, come to the House and Senate offices by the rotunda. And yes, to your point, they are allowing them to peacefully protest, you know, to make their point. It's going to be a big issue, especially for voters with this upcoming election for President Biden.
A lot of money was raised yesterday, some $26 million when I last looked. President Biden, along with Obama and Clinton, issued stark warnings about the threat of a Trump re-election in 2024. What was their warning?
Yeah, so all three presidents avoided referring to former President Trump by name specifically, but we knew what they were talking about. They consistently warned that the former president would pose a massive threat to democracy as we know it if he were to be reelected. And, you know, just having three of the four still living Democratic presidents in the same room, by the way, it really exemplifies the stakes for President Biden and Democrats that they know really hang in the balance right now. Of course, former President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care, so he was not able to attend. And last night's fundraiser is also expected to be just the beginning of former President Obama's involvement in Biden's campaign. Obama had gone to the White House last week to record some content with President Biden that they plan to steadily roll out over the next few weeks, you know, for their campaign. And he's also expected to take a larger role in the months ahead, including traveling to college campuses and crucial battleground stakes that are, you know, leading up to November. So his former boss playing a big role in this.
It's on. Campaign 2024. It's 9:44. Sam Manning, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 every weekday here on Jacksonville's Morning News. Sam, thanks. Have a great weekend.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.